The beat's calling. Long distance collect. Bigger Thomas on the line, so yo, I gots to accept. Responding to the kicks to fill my hip hop fix. But yo, it's far beyond addiction, it's the reason I be. So each season I see new paths with paragraphs to summarize the thoughts that I carry on the load like Barry, and we still at it. We pulling flows out the attic, motivation and sound. And looking around, cause the reasons to express are easily found, it seems. Mad teams have lost this perspective. Or worse, never considered. Grab the mic and just lit it. Garbage coincides. Siding that be riding the hype, providing no light, generic meeting industry standards. Literally can't hurt. There's so many MCs, DJs, and producers on the market with juicers and ab masters. Disasters on all fronts, stunts for publicity and not just sadicity. Videos at the mall, they going out like Tiffany. All the while seen as the ultimate epiphany. The rash of whack imitating whack is now the norm. They call it hip hop and more ignorance forms. The storm's on the rise, time to break it down to size for the future of the culture and the kids with mind eyes. Cause the labels find guys to exploit for the minute. Music pays the price if there's no soul in it. The drum no longer talks when it's prefabricated and greed advocated. Shit, we gots to save it. All this fly by night, flashing a pan, raggedy and MC disguise. No connection or ties to the funk and its purpose. They love the fashion on the surface, but quick to sell it short and run away with the circus. The worth is too precious to let it slip into hands of pop commercialism and sponsors and brands across lands. Ayo, this music is spread, brought forth the unity, a mad F for the head. I owe it big time, so as long as I breathe, the essays to expose on those who deceive and leave a verse to document for every step that I take, to stay in tune with the self for every movement I make. What's at stake? Is this form of expression, communication tool, unavailable to school, positive from negative is the only golden rule. It's important, deserves mad respect, but these clowns try to ruin it just to cut a check. Hip-hop does not hate, greed, envy, or lust. It's when peeps grab the mic and let a freestyle bust. It's the vital manipulated to talk in real time. It's the positive flows for those who feel rhymes. It's the body language of the b-boy speech. It's the message and the truths when the MCs teach. It's the writing on the wall, subways and the freights. It's tapping pads on the cars after digging in the crates. It's breaking barriers of language, borders and fears. It's giving props to the Bronx and hip-hop pioneers. So if tones from headphones be the Jones for your bones, and the boom bap be the place where your tune's at, it's time to give it back. If it's really in your heart for the culture and the art, we gots to do our part, because it's hip-hop.
Keep it moving. Make it not fake it.
And yo, it's music.
Keep it moving. Make it not fake it.
We gots to save it.
Keep it moving. Make it not
therefore,
fake it.
We gots to use it.
Revival. Microphone is like a loaded mag.
No cash flow at our work.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Used and abused, another tale of sadness. The good things bastardized by the bastards. Hazardous passages polluting the minds of millions of children, thinking the only kind of love is the type bought with ducats. Fuck it, I'm not trying to argue, but are you willing to slurp the swill that they fill the chalice with? The malice exists, obvious of the glamour. Following the TV sleaze is like getting caught between the anvil and the hammer. We brought a handful of malcontents out the slammer, gave them a mic, a beat, and let them hit the street to preach to the pupils. Oh, what fools we were, when all along writing songs there were better MCs, doing as they pleased to right wrongs. The fight is long, the fight is hard, but we've taken on the task once appointed to the bards, to pass knowledge, lore, and oh so much more. It's a wicked weapon that we wield, words as our sword and our soul as our shield. And I for one will never get bored of tilling this field. In order for the seeds to grow and become the trees that will supply what we need to propagate this fantastic species that we hate and love simultaneously. Up above it all, there may or may not be a higher being watching, but regardless, that ain't stopping us from recognizing sin when we see it. We can be it, or we can overcome. We can sulk in the dark, or we can soak up the sun. We can sadly limp, or we can proudly run into the bright future, where we can be sure there will never, ever be a repetition of the past blunders that number in the infinite. It's as if we just don't get it yet. If we don't continue to try and improve, then all our wonders will come unglued and crumble into rubble and burst a little bubble, and then we'll really be in trouble. But there's a better way to make today more pleasant than the last. Forgive the past, apply your skills to the present, and work towards the future. Doesn't that sound a lot nicer than waiting for someone to shoot you and loot your corpse? Direct your course with the principles of righteousness, and I guarantee you'll be liking this outcome. Cause what's done is done, and dwelling on the cell and the souls will never let the sadness stop. Just put your focus and love into hip hop. This is the music. We're gonna save it. We won't abuse it.
No.